Rue pulled a pillow over his head. For the past 6 days, he'd competed in a Texas Hold'em tournament in Monaco. Things hadn't gone entirely as planned, and he'd been beaten in the end by a young Englishwoman named Mylin Poe.
Aren't you going to get that?
No.
Rue, someone calling at this time of night usually means trouble of some kind.
Yes, and that's further inducement not to answer the thing.
It could be a friend who needs help.
Rue didn't point out to the lucky tournament winner that he had no use for friends. He didn't know the woman well enough to tell her that, nor did he want to get to know her that well. They'd had a good time playing cards, and spending time together afterward had been an unexpected windfall. Mylin Poe was exquisite, barely over 5 feet tall, slender, and in her early 20s. Her black hair was cut to her jawline, and her almond eyes gleamed with amusement. She wore a tiny red robe with jeweled dragons stitched on it. She came from a privileged background, and her father had bankrolled her first few poker tournaments until she'd gained enough experience to start winning some big purses. Now she lived on her own and had an agent to handle her appearances in the media.
Hello. No, he's here. Me? I'm the woman who won $2 million from him in a poker tournament. No, he didn't cry, and this isn't a mercy anything. He's got natural charm. Yes, I noticed he was an older guy. I happen to like older guys. No, I'm not disappointed. Yes, I've had other lovers, and I'm not easily impressed. On a scale of 1 to 10,
Rue peeled the pillow from his face and gazed irritably at the woman as she chatted amiably on his satellite phone. He knew who the caller was.
Enough already. Garin.
She says she took all your money at poker.
She's quite good. Exceptional, actually.
Does it make you feel better to tell someone you were beaten by an exceptionally good card player?
I was not referring to cards.
Rue turned towards the floor-to-ceiling window and stared out over the glittering nightscape of Monaco. Yachts sailed the harbor, and a few cars trailed along the mountain highways.
Why did you call?
Can't I just call and say hello without having an ulterior motive?
You never have before. Where are you?
Austria.
Rue knew Garin well enough to detect a hint of sadness in his voice. That was definitely unusual. In the hundreds of years that he had known Garin, he'd been too selfish and sullen to care about anyone but himself. Still, Garin had carried him out of an underground city in the deserts of China when he didn't have to. He had also extracted a promise from Rue to help him at some point in the future. So far, he hadn't asked for that help. Rue wondered if tonight would be the night.
What are you doing in Austria?
I'm helping a friend.
Who's your friend?
You don't know her.
If I don't know her, there's a good probability that I won't get to know her. So why call me?
My friend is interested in finding Mjolnir.
Thor's hammer is a myth.
Is it? It seems that I've read something about it in those ancient books of yours.
I doubt very much that whatever you're after is actually Thor's hammer.
Did Mjolnir exist?
Something like it may have. The sword isn't the only powerful weapon that exists. That weapon has had different names.
So you're not interested in this one?
If it were truly Thor's hammer, I would be.
That would be too bad.
Does your friend wish to acquire Thor's hammer?
She only believes in the treasure that's supposed to accompany it.
I would caution you that greedy friends aren't the best friends to keep.
The days when you could choose my friends are over.
Now that I know about your friend's desire, I have to admit to some curiosity.
Stay out of this. I called you because Anya is involved. I want you to keep her out of my way.
I can't control her any more than I can control you.
Then you'd better find a way to convince her. If you don't, there's every likelihood she's going to get hurt.
Rue returned to the bed and the beautiful woman in it.
Problem?
Just a family squabble.
Was that your son on the phone?
It's more complicated than that.
He sounds interesting. Very confident.
He's just arrogance.
Then I'd say he takes after his father. Are you going to see him?
I don't know. We haven't been close in a long time.
That's sad.
Some days it is, Some days it isn't.
Rogue Angel is continued on the next CD.